Be still, beloved. Be still. You know, I don't think I've ever seen you so very agreeable. But then again, things have changed. Oh, sweetness. Don't be alarmed. The urge to comply with my wishes will fade in time. This is... this is what happens when you're brought across. You are now my child. Sweetness, you really, really need to shed those mortal fancies, that mortal way of thinking. You're not mortal any longer. You are a vampire. And yet you are as weak as a kitten. What did you expect? Did you expect to be Dracula? To stalk the night in a cloak and a flourish? Oh, you are so sweetly foolish. It's one of the things that I loved about you so very much. I wonder what you'll be like now. I guess we'll find out. You look so confused. You have no idea what's happening. I brought you across. I mean, that's what you wanted, isn't it? What you begged me for. What you longed for. What you nagged me for. And I do so hate to be nagged. That's very much a mortal thing. Nagging. Not one of your more attractive qualities. But you had so much to make up for it. You were sweet and loving and warm. You brought out something in me that I hadn't seen in years. Now you've thrown that all away. Oh yes, you wanted us to be together forever. And we are. Only, it won't be the us you remember. It can't be. You're going to be someone else completely. And I won't feel the same way about you. But this is what you wanted, so this is where we are. Forcing my hand was mortal. You're so contrary sometimes, but I love that. I loved you. You were everything. And I gave up so much for you. I gave up the night. I became your pet vampire, your vampire girlfriend. I gave you everything that you had ever read in those books of yours. I met every expectation. And I did too good a job because you decided that you wanted to be undead, that you wanted to be a vampire, which is understandable because a vampiric existence is freedom. the most purest form of freedom. No chains, no feelings of guilt. No obligations, just want, need, and thirst. But it's not what you think it to be. I'm not who you think me to be. Not now, because I'm not your girlfriend any longer. How could I be? I'm your master now. Oh, my foolish beloved. I loved you as a human. Fragile, breakable, warm, sunlight, roses, and the person I was when I was with you. I loved that person. I was lighter. I was softer. I was your pet vampire, and I enjoyed it. But that wasn't enough for you. I wasn't enough for you. All my sacrifices meant nothing. You wanted what you had read about. You wanted to be a vampire. All gothic splendor and seductive charm. Wow. I guess you got what you wanted. Only not. Because that is nothing like a true vampire. We are charming. That I cannot deny. But everything you've ever read about, well, it was wrong. A glamour to seduce mortal minds. Because playing with humans is fun, diverting. And sometimes you find a special mortal. A special mortal who awakens your heart. And you can spend their lifetime loving them. But being mortal, being human, that's never quite enough. Humans are always so greedy. You always want more. And don't get me wrong, I understand that. I understand hunger, thirst, and greed, but mortals are finite, limited. Vampires are not. But I loved you, and I could not deny you. Because I didn't want to be without you. Even though I knew that turning you would change everything. I did it because I loved you. But you're not that person anymore. You are so foolish. And you're going to suffer for it. You see, beloved, you imagined yourself my equal. That we would dance under the moon. That I would show you the ways of the night, and it would be poetic, or some other ridiculous fantasy. But no, it won't be, because you're not my equal. You're not my beloved. You're my child. I am your master. I embraced you. I brought you across. I am in control. You don't have free will, not anymore. You are my slave, for now. Because the change isn't easy. It isn't painless. Did you really think that you would close your eyes, die, then wake up a vampire? Oh, no. The change has only started, and it's going to be agony. Because you're dead, and dead things do not breathe, dead things do not move, dead things do not speak. But you are. But this is the honeymoon period, shall we say. You have 12 hours of this, of being a vampire. And then the real fun begins. You see, to become undead, you have to feel the embrace of death. And death, he does not like being cheated. And you have cheated him. You have cheated death. And he's going to make you pay. Now you might wonder, why do I get 12 hours of vampiric bliss, of heightened senses, of strength? Why can't I break free? Why can I not strike you down? Because you are my child. I made you. You're mine. You can't move against me. And these 12 hours, well, there are conflicting ideas, theories, but my own personal theory. It's to bait the trap. Mortals are fun to play with, but they break, they die, and sometimes you want to play for longer. So you seduce them, you charm them, and you convince them that the vampiric existence is Dracula, True Blood, The Vampire Diaries. Fantastic advertising for my kind, by the way. And they willingly become a vampire. And then for 12 hours, they have what you promised. You don't directly control them. You might influence them, but nothing too obvious. And then 12 hours, and it begins. The pain, the weakness, and they fall to their knees, and you have a plaything. Of course I've done it before. No, I didn't do that to you. I didn't want to bring you across. I was content. I was happy. And do you know how long it's been since I was able to say that I was content? Because I'm never content. I'm always hungry, always fasting, always needing more. about my life with you. Being your pet vampire girlfriend. It was enough. But you wanted more. You did this. You did this to us. And now, you're not my beloved. You're my child. And I'm going to give you what you wanted. A vampiric existence. So, 12 hours of heightened senses. 12 hours of exploring this room, and then, you'll find out. And I'm sure you'll find it interesting. I loved you so much. My heart beat for you. And now I'm cold. But I'm free. And I'm going to have fun with you. I hate you for what you made me do. But I won't make you suffer for it. I know. You chose this. This is all on you, beloved. Have fun. Where am I going? Hunting. I'm going hunting. Can you come with me? No. You'll stay here and enjoy your new powers. Maybe hunt a rat. Maybe a cat. And then, well, I'll be back before the 12 hours are up. And don't think about leaving. Because you can't. Because I'm telling you not to. So obedient. So sweet. Although I'll make you a promise. This is going to be the last time that I control you. I don't want it to be boring. I want you to be fun. So, this is the last time that I'm going to command you. I won't influence you. I won't play mind games. Because I did love you after all. So you can fight. You can resist. You can howl at the moon like a werewolf. Because I loved you. But for the next 12 hours, here you stay. Have fun. Don't make too much of a mess and enjoy. I'll be back soon. Beloved.